sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about before we went to break, the mayoral election that is fast approaching. In the city of Milwaukee, and the candidates, Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Alderman Bob Donovan, who really is, again, being supported now, who is being supported by the mayoral, excuse me, by the police union of West Dallas, and I get a little frustrated when I hear the fact that you know the law enforcement from West Dallas somehow should be taken into consideration with what their beliefs are for the city that I live in. But I want to talk about what frustrates me with politics, and always has. And so we've got Bob Donovan, who was the alderman for 20 years in the city, and really supported a side of our city. Our city is segregated like so many others are. And Bob Donovan really supported the side of the city that was basically majority white, and always had something to say about what was going on the north side of this city where he did not live, and he always weighed in on those things, and it was always in a negative manner. Well, the former Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton, who should know better, was the Common Council President for somewhere around 6 years. So he understood exactly who Bob Donovan is and what Bob Donovan represented. And when former Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton was the Common Council President, there was not a lot of love lost between him and former Alderman Bob Donovan. Well, all of a sudden now, former Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton is now in the camp of a former alderman for 20 years, Bob Donovan. Well, that's a shock to those of us who have been in this city long enough to remember both of them. We know that there's something behind that endorsement that is troublesome, to say the least. You have to understand that former Common Council President and presently Alderman Ashanti Hamilton was, I guess it's safe to say, earmarked to become the first full-time and not interim black mayor in the city of Milwaukee, because he was the Common Council President for the better part of 6 years, and the heir apparent to then Mayor Tom Barrett. It was a foregone conclusion that Ashanti Hamilton was going to become the first black mayor. And so he waited all those years. We thought Tom Barrett was going to be gone. Tom Barrett hung around. But many of us that knew that Tom Barrett wasn't going to be there forever, and it was almost a foregone conclusion that Alderman Hamilton was going to wind up in that seat. Well, Alderman Hamilton, former Common Council President Hamilton, chose not to run for that seat that he held for 6 years. And so present acting mayor, Cavalier Johnson, wound up running for that seat, becoming council president, and was voted in. And so there's, without question, some bad blood between former Common Council President Asante Hamilton and Cavalier Johnson, not to mention that Cavalier Johnson is a very young man, 35 years old, was only a alderperson for 4 years, and the acting Common Council president for less than a year. And here in a short window of 5 years, he has ascended to the acting mayor and is on his way to becoming the permanent mayor for the city of Milwaukee. Now, so I understand why former Common Council president Asante Hamilton has chosen to go to the dark side with you know, former Alderman Bob Donovan and his campaign. So, you know, politics, I have never enjoyed covering. I don't buy into it. I think the politics in this country are horrible on all levels. People don't understand how that dirty game works, and it is a dirty game. And, you know, I could never be a politrickster because I could never do things that aren't in the best interest of the people who you are serving. But we've got this issue brewing in our community where now we have young people in all these positions. I've been around a little while, and you know, our county executive is 35. Our acting mayor is 35 or so years old. Our chairman of the county chairwoman of the county board is in her 30s. You know, we've got a lieutenant governor who's running for the United States Senate, Mandela Barnes, who is little over 35, if he's that. And so we've got a lot of young people in these positions of power that this transition has taken place in this city. And it's not been the greatest. And I'll just be honest with you. As a person long of tooth, we've been waiting. People have been saying we want to see the young people, you know, it's their turn to lead. And in a sense, it is. Nobody can hold on to power. Nobody. Because the evil consequences of time will happen upon every living creature and every living being. So nobody's going to be able to hold on to power forever. But my problem with many of the young leaders today is that they won't listen at all. They don't want to hear anything that people who've been in positions of leadership for decades can tell them to help them in transitioning in what is a difficult, difficult reality, and that's the game of politics. You know, you can't know all the things you need to know to run this city at 35. You can't know all the things you need to know to run Milwaukee County at 35. You can't know all the things you need to know about the state of Wisconsin at 35 or 36. You haven't had enough life experience to deal with those things. Look, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join me. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.